So, probably your fed up with my talks. Anyway, so this is the last talk probably, unless someone comes and has some good idea to talk about. I'm going to talk, say a couple of words about the distribution channels of Perl, for Perl, for whatever we have here. Actually, I learned MBA, I learned marketing, and I almost failed, so that's good. But one of the things I learned that we need, if in order for a product to succeed, it needs all kinds of things. One of the things that it needs is distribution channels, so where it gets to the customer, actually. So I would like to look at what are our products and what are our distribution channels, and see how we might need to improve. So we have basically three types of products. We have Perl itself, we have tons of CPAN modules, and we have applications written in Perl, right? And what are the distribution channels? Distribution channels are either the Linux, BSD, Unix, whatever vendors that they are packaged things and get to the client, or there's ActiveState for several platforms, and then the Strawberry Perl and Candlebox and all kind of Windows versions of Perl. And then actually CPAN plus PM and CPAN plus PM, they are also tools for distribution of our CPAN modules. We could produce binary executables and let people download them. And then PAR that can create this intermediate whatever that needs Perl and PAR, and then it can run. So what do we actually want? I mean, we, everyone here. So now, different types of customers. There are advanced developers who want the new stuff. Okay, from CPAN, the new stuff. This is mostly those people who are in this. So what they do is home build their Perl, and they use either CPAN or CPAN Plus, and they are okay with that, and they get whatever they want. And that's okay. We might get some improvement on that area, but that's not the issue. And then there are the application users who want to use some kind of an application. There are just normal developers, I would call those other people who don't live of just writing Perl, or that's not their main business. They just need something to get done. And then there are the system administrators, meaning those people who need to serve us to get things installed. And they want just stable things and easily installable. They don't care about the new stuff and all these things. They want stable and easily installable. And managers, they want something that's supported, whatever that means for them or for us. They want just something supported, so they want it to get from a single vendor, not from CPAN. And then I've heard someone telling me that, okay, so we're going to call CPAN and ask them for help. Ask him or them, I don't remember. Anyway, so you can understand that they want a single vendor they can call or whatever, get some support. So let's see how the things are working right now. So there's Active Perl and with BPM. And it's a stable Perl you get there. And it's an easy installation of the modules. But the module versions are actually quite random. Some of them are the latest. Some of them are quite old. They have changed the system lately, but still, it's quite random, basically. So you can't say that I want this set of versions. And applications, as far as I know, is difficult to install there, or they are not as accessible. Strawberry Perl, it's stable. It's some kind of a stable Perl. It's a mixed difficulty of installation, because it depends on how easy or difficult to install with CPAN PM. It also supports BPM. But you get the latest and cutting edge, so it doesn't support really well the other customers, just the developers. And applications, again, is the same issue, I don't know. I don't have any information really about macOS and FreeBSD and Solaris and all these other things. What about Linux distributions? So you get a stable Perl, you have app, which is R, and then you can RPM or dev-based CPAN modules, some. And then you can have some RPM or dev-based applications installed. And these are all nice and stable and whatever. But then all the rest is you need CPAN PM or CPAN plus PM. And the applications are also usually source-based. You just download from SourceForge and then hack it. One more minute, okay. So where is the problem? That even in Debian and Fedora, which are sort of like the more advanced, the most advanced in this term, they have about 1,500 CPAN modules, which is about 10% or even less of the CPAN modules. So my, they might not be need all the time to 15,000 or 16,000, but they definitely we would need more there. Okay, but there's a chicken and egg problem. Those people who are packaging that, WMB and federal people, they say that no one is asking for more modules. And they are not asking for modules because we tell them to use CPAN-BM because the modules are not in this in the dev packages or RPA packages. So one of the things that you should do every time you need a module, if it's not in your operating system, in RPM or dev or whatever, at least you should go and ask the maintainers, Debian, Ubuntu, whatever, to include that package. So they know that there is need. Better yet, go and help them. And there are some people, at least from Debian, there, who, another one, who can help you get out of it and start packaging thing. Sorry? Good, FreeBSD, I didn't know that. Okay, so that's it. Thank you.